In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As the Spirit hovered over the cosmic font of creation, God said, "Let there be light." And carried in the arms of the Word from above, light came down from the Father of lights. Of his own will, the Father brought it forth by the word of truth, that light might be a kind of first fruits of his creation. God saw that this light was good, and this good light he used to drive away the darkness. It is this goodness of light, this being the way God speaks you to be kind of goodness, that makes light, or the light of fire, one of God's favorite weapons to drive away the darkness of evil. Look at Gideon. Armed with torches hidden inside clay jars, the Savior of Israel and a mere 300 men attacked 10,000 of Midianites. And when all was said and done, Israelite swords were drunk with blood. Or consider Israel. A single pillar of fire kept the Egyptian warriors at bay, while the people of Moses used the seafloor as an interstate to freedom. And then there's Saul. Into the face of that ravenous persecutor, God threw a ball of light brighter than the sun that eventually led to repentance and baptism and preaching the faith he once tried to snuff out. James says that every good endowment and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. What is this good endowment and perfect gift? It's not a thing, but a person, the light of the world, who is not a changing shadow, for he illuminates the same yesterday, today, and forever. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. He is the uncreated light who brought created light to birth at the genesis of the world. And as this true light created light, as the Spirit hovered over the font of creation, so he also created you to be sons of light and sons of the day. As the Spirit hovered over the font of new creation, he spoke, and it was done. As James says, of his own will he brought you forth by the word of truth, that you should be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. First fruits, that portion of the harvest brought to the temple, declared holy and given over to Yahweh. Such are you, harvested from the field of this world, brought to the temple of Christ's body, declared holy, and given over to Yahweh as his very own. As the first fruits, you are among those whom John described in his revelation, among the 144,000, those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, those who have been redeemed from mankind as the first fruits for God and the Lamb. That is who you are. But is that all of who you are? For James goes on to say, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. And in a strange sort of way, we find ourselves fulfilling these words of James. Do we not? We are quick to hear all the rumors, all the weaknesses, all the secret sins of those around us, and slow to speak in defense of those whose names are spit upon, slow to speak when we fear the whisperings or the cacklings of others or the loss of their acceptance, slow to anger, slow to become angry at ourselves for what we have been. Slow to become angry at any evil that doesn't directly detract from our personal happiness. Yes, we have fulfilled these words of James, filled them full of darkness. But you are sons of the light and sons of the day. You are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rank growth of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. That word planted in Mary's womb, that word into whose flesh were planted your sins, that word whose corpse was planted in the tomb, that word who plants his resurrected body and blood into the soil of your flesh, that you might grow to be first fruits of his harvest. This word is the good light, the Father's weapon to drive away the darkness of evil. He is the torch of Gideon. He is Israel's pillar of fire. He is Saul's ball of light, the Son of righteousness who drives away all the darkness within you, that he might transfigure your hearts to shine with his glory. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in your hearts to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. That face, once shrouded in the dark warfare of Good Friday, is the face that now shines upon you to give you peace. That face, once sprinkled with the blood of death, now sprinkles your heart with his blood of life. In that face you see the glory of God, the glory once off limits in the Holy of Holies, but now open to all those who have been bathed in the light of his saving grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.